You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The draft is taking place later on this week, starting on Thursday, running through Saturday, and all 30 teams are gearing up for that. Let's talk about where the Giants stand on that. I'm Allison Footer. I'm here with Chris Haft. Chris, kind of not a whole lot of excitement because they don't have a first-round pick due to their signing of Jeff Samardzija, which is turning out to be a nice signing. So no first-rounder, so I guess by the time it gets to them in the second round, they need to just take what the best thing that's available, right?
They're going to put a bunch of names up on a big, like, dartboard, and then they're just going to throw a dart, and see where it lands. No, they will approach this draft just about the same way as they do every other draft, Allison. What they won't do, or what they haven't been doing, is maybe following with their scouts, the guys who they would narrow down to 20 or 30 they might take, because they just can't do that anymore. You know, picking 59 with the number 59 pick being their first selection. History shows that they have gotten many, many productive players. I mean, excellent players in the second, third, and fourth rounds. So they're not going to waste their time. They will put a lot of thought into this. I mean, if they can get another Brandon Crawford, another who was, I think, a third or fourth round pick, another Matt Duffy, who was an 18th round pick, another Brandon Belt, who I think was maybe, early second round or something like that. You know, hey, that's all right. So, Sergio Romo is, I can think, their biggest success story, 26th, 28th round, something like that. So, they're still putting a lot of effort in, but you're right. I mean, even if they admit it, the spotlight will not be as bright on them as it has been in the past.
Yeah, and that's okay. We've talked a lot about just the health of this entire organization, from the major leagues all the way down to the lowest level, the minor leagues. I do not ever doubt anything about the Giants because of what a well-oiled machine they have been over time. Their organization as a whole, I mean, seems pretty strong, right? I'm not sure, how much, like, top-level, like, talent is ready to come up, but they seem to be pretty healthy throughout the system.
They really are, Allison. It's mostly the lower rungs of the system, but, they've got a couple of good hitters. Christian Arroyo at Double-A being the most impressive among them. I mean, he kind of reminds me of, before all the bad stuff started happening to him, Pete Rose. There's just
right.
That kind of attitude, hey, I'm going to hit, I expect to hit, and I'm, I will hit. Kind of one of those kinds of kids. And they have some decent pitching talents. I think most notable one right now is Tyler Beede, although last year's first pick, Phil Bickford, is making some noise. In fact, they had a day during this road trip, we just having a recent minor league report, I think every single starting pitcher in the organization had, like, a quality start. And not just a quality start. It was, like, 7 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, 10 Ks, that sort of thing. Every single starting pitcher on that day, and you're thinking, wow, not that they're all going to turn into, Tim Lincecums, but, you see the talent there. So it's there. It's just, still simmering, so to speak.
Right. I think that they know what they're doing when it comes to that, which is stating the obvious. So a couple of interesting notes on the major league level. First of all, I love that Madison Bumgarner wants to be in the home run derby. I would say there's a 0% chance that his manager would ever allowed for him to do that. But it makes for, fun fodder. Obviously, Bruce Bochy has no choice. He cannot let him possibly hurt himself in something as completely unnecessary as a home run derby, right?
Right. 1,000 times right. I mean, the Giants are, I don't know if they're, liberal like the city they represent. Maybe a little bit, but no, they just cannot risk injury to their number one pitcher. As good as Samardzija's been, as good as Johnny Cueto has been, Madison Bumgarner is still the man, still the ace on the staff. And even if it were Cueto or Samardzija, you don't want to risk injury to any of your starting pitchers. You don't want to risk any injury to any of your pitchers, period, doing something as frivolous as that. So, once upon a time, way back when, they had the skills competition in the All-Star game, and Dave Parker messed up his arm throwing. I mean, here's a guy who could practically throw on a fly from the warning track to the plate, and he messed up his arm, and, you know, he wasn't the same. So, I mean, people need to remember. I think people do remember that, and that's why the skills competition, I think, partly was, fell by the wayside. And, the cautionary, plenty of cautionary tales there for, the Giants and Madison Bumgarner in this.
Yeah, all he needs to do is, like, swing too hard and strain something in his side, and then that would just
be... Exactly.
Oh, that would be horrible. So, yeah, it's kind of fun to talk about, though. So the other thing I want to talk about, because as soon as we finished, I think as soon as we pushed stop on the record button last week from our podcast, Hunter Pence hurt himself, and it was announced soon after that that he would be out for 2 months with a torn hamstring. The surgery sounds very involved. And it's interesting just like how the winning percentages between when he's playing and when he's not, and just how really good the Giants are with him and how really not very good they are without him. So I feel a little bit better about what they might be able to still put together while he's out with this team maybe than I have in maybe last year. Am I being too optimistic, or is the outlook a little brighter this time?
Both. I think the outlook is a little brighter because base of talent is maybe a little more entrenched. They've got better starting pitching. The lineup is a year older. The remainder of the lineup, I should say, is a year older, a year wiser, although they're really not producing much either. So, therefore, I think they're going to have to go out and get somebody. And I think there's some people out there who they can get. You know, a lot of high salary, some might consider overpaid guys who whose contracts the Giants would be happy to assume over the final half, two-thirds of the season. I say two-thirds because I think they'll act before the trade deadline if they do something. Beat other teams to it to get maybe a, what names have been thrown out, Melvin Upton Jr., Jay Bruce, people like that. it'd be something to get one of those two guys. I mean, not to mention maybe any of a number of other guys, I should say, who might be able to help. So I think they will look for that kind of guy, and I think they'll pull the trigger at the maybe not the most opportune time, but most opportune time for them.
Yeah, so that could come up soon. I mean, we're not talking about a trade deadline deal. We're talking about, because obviously Hunter would be kind of inching his way back by then. So we could see something sooner or later, I guess, on that, right? Sooner than later.
Yeah, and then, whoever, Mr. X, whoever they got, yeah, they could play the fourth outfielder, or if they have an outfield rotation. I mean, Angel Pagan's having trouble staying healthy, so this could be if they get a good corner outfielder, it could be somebody who they maybe hold on to for next year. Who knows? Because Pagan's eligible for free agency.
Right. I mean, if they get a replacement now, and then they just have reinforcements going into the end of the season and possibly beyond. Okay, interesting. We'll keep our eye on that. Thank you so much, Chris. And we'll catch up with you next week.
As always, thank you, Allison.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.